You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is In the Public Interest, our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. I'm Lisa Berry, and we continue this week with our Get to Know Your County Government series. And our guest today is Dave Halteman, Director of Washtenaw County Emergency Services. Hi, Dave. Thanks for coming.
Hi. Thank you, Lisa, for having me.
The Washtenaw County Services Division is part of the Sheriff's Department at Washtenaw County?
Correct. The Sheriff's Office is comprised of three divisions, the Corrections Division, Road Patrol, and Emergency Services, which includes emergency management, homeland security. We coordinate very closely and are the fiduciary for the county's hazmat team. And we also oversee Washtenaw Metro Dispatch. And we collaborate on several county projects, including the radio system for all police, fire, and EMS.
How long have you worked in the department?
I've been with the Sheriff's Office for 28 years.
So what exactly is your job? What do you do?
A lot of it is the management of the radio system as well as the 911 system and staffing our Metro Dispatch Center, which takes 911 calls for over 92% of Washtenaw's population. We oversee projects that are funded through Homeland Security dollars. Those funds have been in reduction over the years, so our focus in the past few years has been sustainment of our specialized teams, such as the County Hazmat Team, Technical Rescue, SWAT team, and any other resources that need to be replaced because there's newer technology available.
When you talk about the radio system, are you talking about the emergency alert system that WEMU is proudly the voice of here in Washtenaw County?
No, actually, the 800 megahertz radio system is a subsystem of the state's radio system, and it provides coverage. We have seven towers in Washtenaw County that provide pretty solid coverage throughout the county, either mobile or portable radios. And it supports all police, fire, and EMS agencies within Washtenaw County. And that was done through our emergency communications millage.
And that includes the 911 service?
Correct.
Has that changed much over the years?
We are currently in the process of deploying next-generation 911 equipment. Literally, we're meeting this week and starting to deploy the equipment necessary to cut over to that. Ultimately, that'll provide us a new platform with better broadband capabilities. Right now, we, of course, get your location and your voice when you call 911, but ultimately—
Automatically, right?
Automatically.
Okay.
Yep.
Does that happen from a cell phone or just a home phone?
Both.
Really?
They are a little different in how they come into the center. A landline will associate to your address, whereas a cell phone can't associate to any address because you're mobile. So
okay.
It's a dynamic location. So what we do is using the system, either GPS or triangulation with the towers that cell phone is hitting off of, we can determine your location within generally 300 meters. We take about 92% of those calls from Washtenaw County population, but that doesn't even include the over 70,000 commuters that come in and go from Washtenaw County every day.
I think when people hear Washtenaw County Emergency Services, they're thinking of like major disasters. But it seems like you're pretty busy on a daily basis.
Generally, yes. But we do plan for the large disasters. We do have like an all-hazards approach to every hazard in Washtenaw County.
Okay, now what does that mean, an all-hazards approach?
Well, Washtenaw County has a risk analysis which looks at the different hazards within the county and the frequency and the amount of damage that particular hazard could cause. And they are ranked based on that. So in Washtenaw County, really convective weather, which includes severe thunderstorms, lightning, tornadoes, hail, that's really our number one hazard, not because an earthquake might cause more damage, but it's much more unlikely when I can guarantee there'll be weather every spring and summer in Washtenaw County.
And what would your role be in that?
We coordinate with the watches and warnings that are issued with the National Weather Service. We have Skywarn volunteers that are trained in Skywarn spotting. And a lot of those people are amateur radio operators, so they're reporting to our staff in real time so that we are able to more efficiently put out those warnings.
And we're talking about the Nixala warnings, is that you?
That as well.
We found the voice behind the Nixala warnings. Do you have to opt into those?
Yes. Yeah, Nixala is a voluntary alert system. You can go to the sheriff's website or emergency services website, and you can log in. You can set the type of alerts that you'd like to receive. And we have been really pushing that as the best public information platform to sign up for in Washtenaw County.
Do you do it by text message or email or both?
Both.
Both.
Both, yep. And there's a crossover between Twitter and Facebook for those notices.
And sirens, I know we do the test every first Saturday of the month,
yep,
right?
That's correct. March through October, first Saturday of the month. Obviously, outdoor warning sirens are meant for outdoor warning purposes. They are meant for severe weather, you know, if there is a tornado warning issued for Washtenaw County. But they're also issued if or activated if a severe thunderstorm has been detected with damaging winds of 75 miles per hour or greater, because quite realistically, those can cause as much damage as a tornado and, in a sense, more widespread, whereas a tornado is generally a more focused event. But we also activate the sirens if there is a hazardous material incident that requires immediate protective action by the public, or if there is an attack on the United States that's either imminent, underway, or has recently occurred, and we need to get that information out to the public. The idea being that you'll hear the sirens outdoors. They'll notify you that you should go indoor and listen to your local media outlet for additional information on what to do.
Homeland security, is that a big part of your job?
Yes, it is. You know, a lot of it is keeping up on what information is being given to us through the federal government, and also coordinating with other counties in the region. We have what they call the Urban Area Security Initiative, or UASI, which is all of Southeast Michigan, including the city of Detroit. And we have regular meetings to coordinate our response, to coordinate the use of Homeland Security funds, and to plan for those eventual events or potential events.
We hear about it at airports, and we hear about it in the larger communities. Does Washtenaw County ever quantify our Homeland Security level? I mean, how prepared we should be, or if the prospect of danger is more imminent now versus some other time?
No. Originally, when shortly after 9/11 occurred, there was the warning system, the color-coded orange, blue, green. But we found that was more confusing to the public.
Okay.
And it was more easy to simplify it to, we're always on alert for something to occur. And certainly we're going to react to the information that we're provided or the incident that occurs. Again, we approach everything with an all-hazards approach, which means really any hazard, whether it be severe weather or a hazardous materials incident, there are certain components to it, and most of it is dependent on communications. It may be operational procedures as well, and coordinating with specialized teams for the response. So that is the all-hazards approach, again, whether it be a tornado or a terrorist act of some form.
How can residents prepare for an emergency?
We have the Homeland Security Task Force. One of the first projects they worked on was a community emergency preparedness workbook and guidelines. This is available at our website. Actually, if you go to washtenaw.org/emergency-services, all one word, you can download this document. It's a PDF document that has several sections in it that describe our hazards in Washtenaw County, the type of planning you can do for your home, for your work, as well as your car, and just general ideas of preparedness. The same things that I deal with on a regular basis, we try to compile into this one document so the public has an easy go-to reference guide.
Do you think people understand how prepared they need to be?
I do, but I also think that when there isn't an incident for a period of time, some people do become complacent.
Right.
And you have to kind of revisit those issues. You have to think, well, it hasn't happened in a while, but frankly, severe weather tests our communications and our preparedness on a regular basis every season, frankly.
It's Get to Know Your County Government. I think we've learned a lot from Dave Haltman, Director of Washtenaw County Emergency Services, part of our biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area. Thanks so much for joining us here on WEMU.
Thank you.